Good day. This is Paige Estrotori presenting the Daily Financial Services News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, broadcasting to you on Thursday, May 16, 2024. Let's dive into the main industry updates. Our first headline originates from Melbourne, where the 2022 floods continue to send ripples. Residents, notably in the western suburb of Maribyrnong, have brought the insurance industry under acute scrutiny. Criticism mounted at a newly commenced federal inquiry hearing, dominated by troubling concerns over delay, miscommunication, and overall unacceptably poor response from insurers, as voiced by Madeline Searle of the Maribyrnong Community Recovery Association. This points to a broad gap in the insurance industry, which was further underscored by Moonee Valley Mayor Pierce Tyson, who bleakly predicted a potential hike in insurance premiums, raising fears about homes turning uninsurable. In our next bulletin, we touch on a somewhat contrasting issue where regulators are seemingly not the issue, but the affected. In an interesting turn of events, fines collected by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC for short, have outnumbered levies collected. To put a tag on it, we're looking at a whopping $372 million in fines, contrasted against $350 million in levies for the 2022-23 financial year. This comes from Senator Andrew Bragg during a Senate Economics Committee and marks the second consecutive year where fines have overrun. Back in the financial year of 2020-21, ASIC had its highest government appropriation to the tune of $474.6 million. One cannot help but note the ever-increasing fines and wonder if this indicates an escalation in regulatory enforcement or perhaps a worrisome rise in non-compliance within the industry. Moving on to the federal budget, promising new initiatives greet our financial sector leaders with enthusiasm. The focus lies on enhancing the role of financial services to buttress economic growth, with warm approval from the Financial Services Council. Keep an eye on a planned investment labeling regime, green bonds for greener projects, and superannuation improvements designed to extend benefits to recipients of paid parental leave. These initiatives are forecasted to address stark gender disparities in retirement funds. In a bid to boost its user friendliness, Allianz is revamping its flood insurance following the 2022 flood crisis. As part of this overhaul, the service will now be integrated into home, contents, and landlord insurance packages for new clients from later this year. Depending on risk categorization, residents may see automatic flood coverage and a slight premium increase. Allianz aims for a clear policy understanding and swift claim processes, in hopes of skipping the strenuous task of acquiring over 1,000 hydrology reports, just as they did last year. Thank you for listening. For more insightful news and information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, your guide to the Australian financial services terrain, signing off.